What a difference a year makes. January 2021, mired in misery and lockdown. 1 year on, there's a positive political mood amid signs that the Omicron wave has peaked and restrictions around hospitality and cultural events could be relaxed in the coming weeks. There are 1,006 people in hospital, 97 in ICU, both figures up 66 and 9 on Sunday's numbers. The Cabinet meets tomorrow, NPHET on Thursday. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is on the line. Micheál, what are the early political indications for the week ahead?
Yeah, it's been quite a while, Mary, since the optimism levels have reached this particular point. And it does seem that there is a widespread expectation now that you would get recommendations from NPHET around all those restrictions that are currently in place, and then that there would be a phased lifting of them, but that it could happen quite quickly and some things could happen quite soon. And I suppose the first focus for many will centre on that 8 o'clock closing time for bars, restaurants, but also for places like theatres and cinemas, that could move to midnight. That, of course, would largely replicate the situation that was there in late autumn, early winter. That seems now a distinct possibility. As well as that, the numbers who can attend events indoors is set to increase, and outdoors too. And I think there is some potential in the air, at least it seems, that maybe a return to full capacity at outdoor stadiums is a possibility, which of course would be significant given that you would have that Ireland-Wales rugby game taking place on February the 5th, and also a full round of National Football League games that day as well, including Kerry and Dublin playing in Kerry. So if things were to run along those lines, it would mean a substantially more number of people could attend events.
Leo Varadkar at the weekend also indicating a mood to relax restrictions, you know, while still being, I think he was saying, nimble enough to react if numbers in hospitals and ICUs were to take a turn.
Yes, I think some of those structures, if you want to call them that, for the pandemic would remain in place. But there does seem to be a view politically that the restrictions should be eased, perhaps at a quicker pace than has been the case in the past. That's as a result of the vaccinations and I suppose the large number of people who have got Omicron as well in recent weeks, and the immunity that builds up. So while not everything might be announced on this occasion, whether that's next Friday or the following Tuesday when Cabinet would meet as well, but that it could happen soon after. And I suppose one of the outstanding issues, as it has been many times in the past then, will be nightclubs. That won't happen this time, it seems, but that the delay mightn't be a huge one, and that ultimately government would hope to get to a point perhaps where all restrictions around hospitality could be scaled back in the medium term future, but perhaps things like COVID passes and the checking of them might remain.
Now, what about moves or even a mood to allow more people to return to the workplace?
Yes, it does seem that is going to be mentioned, and there's going to be recommendations around it, and that would continue or would begin again in February, but that it's being emphasised it would be a gradual one, given that the case numbers, even though they are falling, are still quite high, that would happen over a period of time. But it certainly seems that the gradual return to the workplace would get underway again.
And you would expect those announcements to come as early as Thursday after the NPHET recommendations, or Friday, Micheál, would you?
I think there are some within government who believe that you're going to see widespread recommendations that will be positive in nature. That's certainly the feeling politically at the moment, and that does raise the possibility of those decisions being made on Friday. The Taoiseach spoke on the Late Late Show last Friday night about being able to make decisions later this week, but that hasn't been formally agreed yet as to whether or not Cabinet would meet on Friday. If it doesn't happen Friday, well then it would happen the following Tuesday. I suppose the feeling too is that these changes would come into place most likely now in the final days of this month.
Can we turn as well to the so-called January 2020 impromptu champagne gathering in Ivy House? The Oireachtas Committee on Foreign Affairs meeting privately, I think, today. Is it anticipated that they will request the Minister, Simon Coveney, and possibly others to appear before them?
Yes, I think it is anticipated. Fiacra O'Kiona reporting on this yesterday and speaking to all members of the committee, or a majority of them at least, it seems fairly clear now that the majority want the minister to appear before that committee, and he said he will do. There are some committee members too who want the former Secretary General at the Department of Foreign Affairs, who's now Ambassador to France, to also appear. It's less clear if that will happen. I suppose the key thing though is that now that Department of Foreign Affairs have said it's carrying out its own internal inquiry into what happened, it is probably most likely at a point after that inquiry has been concluded before those appearances would take place. And of course, they won't be completed until the end of the month. But there's no doubt it does seem likely this is something that the committee will be looking at in the weeks ahead. But I think in the short term, when the Dáil resumes tomorrow and Thursday, it is inevitable too that there will be questions there.
All right. Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent. Thank you. It's 17 minutes past seven.